No, I'm not about to go to sleep yet. But if your compadre decides to take any longer, you know, I can't really.
You can't make any decisions. You know, everything's based on Finzel at this point.
We're always waiting on him.
I understand. Well, let's go ahead until he gets here. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. It is your boy, Hip Hop Lobbyist. The Elena Show, waiting on Feezy the Great.
Per use.
Waiting for my dog to hop in the conversation.
Per use.
And you know, after Aubrey's murder in Brunswick, Georgia, we kind of skated over that, but then it's just so much traction. And I think there's a purpose behind what's actually happening here in America. And all to a point, they're burning Minnesota down right now.
Yeah.
Minnesota is being burnt down to a T. There's background information on the target that was attacked. I saw a lady, Caucasian lady, running out of a target with three lamps.
Yo, she was getting it.
She was bucking it and trucking it through that Target, for those of you who feel a little bourgeois or bourgeois with your lingo. It was a lot going down. I also saw, I think they call her Wheelchair Wendy, stabbing people, shanking people.
Correctly. She was shanking
them. She was shanking people outside the Target. And she got extinguished royally, and people were throwing what looked like CDs or DVDs at her. And she was beat up pretty bad. And as she said, she was trying to defend the store, and people were looking like, do you even work at Target? No, I'm here.
You feel like you don't go here.
But think about this. Think about this for real. When you first look at it at first glance, it's like, wait, is the person in the wheelchair getting attacked? Like, oh, that's crazy. Then you're like, no, she got a knife. She's shanking people. But out of all people in all capacities trying to save and stop something, why the person in the wheelchair?
Well, I would just like to just quietly interject that apparently she's not handicapped and she's not elderly, according to the internet.
This is wild.
Just saying.
This is all the way crazy. And we still be waiting on Feezy to grade. But let me get your thoughts on this, going into this conversation.
So, I know, like, a lot of people have thoughts and about the looting, if it's right or not right, and you're looting the store that's in your neighborhood and all this other crap like that. Honestly, I am not, like, totally against it looting. I understand it. I'm not totally for it either. I'm, like, kind of on the fence. Like, it is what it is. Like, I'm not finna, like, tell people that they shouldn't loot or riot or whatever. We also do have to put into context that sometimes we do know, like, and from some of the things that I've been reading from people who are either on the ground there or, you know, what saying is that the protest was peaceful, and then the police, on the first day of the protest, I believe, the police started shooting off tear gas first, and that kind of made things escalate. And then on the, I guess, the first day of quote unquote rioting, or I don't even want to call it rioting. I would like to call it protesting. They're just using a different form of protest. There were some undercover police officers or whatever who were intentionally breaking windows at stores and so on and so forth. And there were, you can see protesters that were confronting these people, telling them to stop, and then they kind of ran off, and you know, all this other stuff like that. So I do think we have to be mindful in these situations that, you know, sometimes there are the protesters may not be causing all of these issues, and then we're just making it seem like, oh well, look what these protesters are doing, look at all these people looting. But you know, we do have to understand that sometimes there are other forces who decide to pop some shit off, and then now they have this whole situation where I believe the governor has activated the National Guard, which can further incite violence, or they can be precipitators of violence. So yeah, this is going to be a very interesting thing to watch, because we know how when the National Guard gets involved in situations, even looking back in history in the 60s and stuff, when the National Guard gets involved, there's usually going to be a lot more dead bodies. And that is a horrible thing to think about, but that's just honestly how the National Guard kind of operates when they get called into these situations.
Now, let me hold you right there for two things.
Yeah.
One, you brought up a point about enticing before they get to the National Guard. And people knowing what they want to do. Like, people eventually know that this is going to get to that point.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminds me of the lady in Central Park who just happened to holler on the phone. And we're going to get to a whole conversation about I'm being attacked by a bird watcher. Right? And also the legendary, monumental, influential co-host of the Just Politicking podcast, Feezy the Great.
Yeah, has arrived. The CFO is here.
Finzel, introduce yourself, brother. How are you doing today?
It is a wonderful and beautiful day in the neighborhood. It is approximately around 10:50 p.m.
How can it be a... Okay, never mind. Nope. I'm letting you be great. Go ahead.
You see... Phil, you my witness? No.
I stopped myself, okay? Phil? I'm letting you be great.
Listen, the topic was Gregory Floyd. So, Feezy, as we come into where we are, Elena Show, just give them the leeway.
We're talking about the acts of protest that are currently happening in Minneapolis.
Of all states, Minneapolis.
Right.
Minnesota.
Right. But can I just also...
No, Feezy just got here.
Oh, okay.
Finzel.
Shout out to 50 Tyson. So, Lil Boat, Minnesota. Shout out to Lil Yachty. So, my point that I'm trying to make...
Wait, what?
Okay. Moral of the story, everybody needs to get a permit because shit's about to get real. Please adhere and adjust accordingly. I'm Malcolm, not Martin. I'm done with that.
I'm in the house. And Elena Shaw, I'm going to let you get back to your point. Because, Feezy, I hate to say it, you know, we had to jump the conversation. You know, you came in with a nice entrance, and I understand where you are on this whole situation. But the National Guard being called in at this point,
I'm just sick of this shit. That's all. It's a recurring story. It happens over and over again. They're blatantly killing Black people. At this point, this shit's played. Like they need a new trick. Like, this is just, it's just ridiculous. So,
I mean, what other trick do you have besides killing Black folks?
I don't know, but all I know is that people are getting tired of it. And again, everybody needs to get a permit. Everybody needs to get a weapon, because shit about to get real. Don't hey, I told y'all this on May 28th, 2020. So yeah. Don't say I ain't warning
you. I mean, I think this conversation's happened before and over and over. And I get it.
So,
but I'm not at a point personally. I don't know about y'all to watch this.
I haven't watched neither video.
Right. I can't do it because to me personally, it feels like, and this is just me. Ride along with me, close your eyes if you want to take a journey with me. But
if you want to run around.
Just imagine you're on the plantation and you get called out to watch somebody who ran across the overseer or ran away from the plantation or did something. And you watch them die on that tree, hanging from that tree, like going for their life. And you look at Philando Castile, Eric Garner, look at Gregory Floyd. I haven't watched it, but you see it and it's like, it's not normal. It's not normal. It's not okay. And it says something out there like, damn, you know, I got to be scared of the police. I got to be scared of a white person in general. I got to be scared of anybody out there because they get liable to blow my head off. And guess what? The most I'm going to get out of this is maybe $20 million from the state. And a settlement from the city or the state.
And you won't even get it because you're going to be dead.
Exactly. My family's going to get it.
Correct.
And that's if the people recording it actually put it out.
There you go.
It's just crazy. To me, it's just crazy. And the looting, like I said earlier, I don't know if you saw it, Feezy. There was Wheelchair Wendy.
Wheelchair Wendy. Yes, I did.
Wheelchair Wendy was trying to defend Target while Sally Struthers was moving with three damn lamps out of Target. Right? Mind you, I have never seen a Target shelf that empty. I used to work at Target. Not that Target. I have never seen a Target that empty. I mean, of course, it was ransacked.
Bro, but they destroyed that damn store. You hear me?
But I did hear that Target supposedly reportedly online that Target donated over $300,000 to the police to help, I guess, I wouldn't say attack, but monitor, stop and frisk the blacks in that community to make sure that they weren't stealing from that Target. And that even after the smoke and tear gas or whatever was shot out, they wouldn't let them go in and purchase or get milk. And I could see, okay, cool, shit. If I get there, tear gas, can I buy some milk? No, you can't buy no milk. All right, cool, but 40 other niggas behind me? Oh, we're going to get some milk. And while we at it, let's get a t-shirt. Hey, I need some draws. What's up? Get that basketball. get the TV in the back. They ain't gonna stop us. Hey, Sally, go get them lamps.
Gotta redecorate the house.
Hey, not even in the box lamps. Fresh off the end cap lamps. Like, oh shit. I've been looking for these.
The fucking displays.
I've been out here. I came down here for a deal.
The lamp that everybody done touched and played with. Gonna be in somebody's house.
Look, she about to have
some. Where you got these from, girl? The riot.
Right, girl. We decorated. Look.
No, I saw, let me tell you, I saw one of the videos that I saw was, they, you know how like Target has the self-checkout
mm-hmm.
section?
Oh, yeah. They had the hammers.
They were like breaking into the machine to try to get the money out of the machine. And then I saw a picture of a dude. He took the time to bag his stuff. He got about four big old Target bags full of stuff, and you know those Target bags are huge. So
smart,
yeah.
That boy got an education.
he had some in a bag, double bag too. So you know, right. he and they were filled. So
he bagged his own shit up.
He was shopping smart. Okay,
and he used a conveyor belt.
Yeah, probably too.
Hey, bro.
Hey, you want to know why? Because low key, it was an employee that did it.
Probably. So that employee just got one hit.
Hey, for these hours, fuck clocking out. I'm going to stay on the clock and I'm going to go out here with Wheelchair Wendy and start shanking people. When they come out of Walmart, when they come out of Target. If Walmart ain't playing that. Walmart ain't playing that shit.
Boy, Walmart let you have it, boy. Walmart look at you like, I'm trying to take something too. What you mean?
We in this together.
What up, though?
Ain't nobody going to Walmart.
Hey, nigga, pass me a TV, too.
Hey, the police were blocking the protesters from going to the police officers' homes.
I saw that. I also saw that two things that I saw tonight regarding these police officers. Apparently, they are not cooperating with investigators, and they also have decided to plead the fifth. And the district attorney or state's attorney, I'm sorry, said that the reason why they haven't pressed charges is because there's more evidence that we haven't seen that doesn't. Basically, he's basically saying that the other evidence that we haven't seen, you know, not the video, but there's some other evidence that, you know, doesn't warrant charges in this situation. Uh-huh. I don't know what said evidence is, but this is what the district attorney was saying.
Oh, okay.
The city of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota will be paying Gregory Floyd's family for a very long time. And, you know, it's kind of different because you see, I didn't even know their names were Karen for real. I just thought, like, damn, okay, who's Karen? What's Karen doing? I have a homegirl named Karen, a couple homegirls named Karen. What's up, Karen? But I didn't know Karen was a thing. Right, so when I see Karen in Central Park and it's like, oh yeah, I'm watching the video, okay, the dog, and I'm like, wait, what, why are you acting like who's gonna be in the car? Oh my god, I'm being attacked by a black African American. I'm threatening me and my dog. Bitch, the dog is scared of you. All right,
good bitch. I wish.
But
what's happening?
Oh yeah.
But at the end of the day, there's gotta be something like psychological happening inside of these people's homes where they know all I gotta do is sound like I'm being attacked by a black person. And even if I go to trial, they're gonna know that I was scared. I can fake this shit. I can Rosewood this shit into a bird watcher catching a case.
I mean, though, that is something that has been going on for forever. And we all, that's all a well-known thing. I watched that video. And boy, oh boy, dude. She go from 0 to 100. But that's so typical of, and I hate to say this, it's really just typical of them to behave in that manner, to escalate for no reason. Like, girl, what are you doing? You could just have leashed the dog and just kept it moving. Like, it was no need for you to decide that I'm going, like, to call the police on you. Like, and you, like, her apology was bullshit. And I low-key have an issue with him publicly stating that, you know, he forgives her like within a day and all this other shit like that. Like, I don't know that if he realized that this woman just really threatened your life, Like, I don't know that he really, really understands that, because the police didn't come and it didn't escalate further. But that woman basically was about to have the police do her dirty work for you, and they could have killed you. And
Minnesota police officers did Gregory Floyd.
Right. I don't see how you're so forgiving when somebody has so intentionally tried to endanger your safety. Like, that's crazy to me. But also, it's not my place to forgive. To forgive or not to forgive her, because that's him. He was the one who was aggrieved. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's crazy. And then if you were so willing to forgive her, what was the point? And this is I'm not the only one to make this point, but what was the point of you posting it to your Facebook account and then your sister posting it on Instagram? I mean, not Instagram, on Twitter. What was the point of you putting it out if you didn't feel any way about it, or you think that that you're so ready to forgive her? If you were so ready to forgive her, then we didn't have to see that. Do you get what I'm saying?
I think it more set like the appetizer for everything.
Yeah, but I'm,
because quietly we had the bread with Aubrey. You feel me? We just had our drinks. COVID. Now we get to the main meal. After, you know what? Hey, all I gotta do is call the police and make it seem like I'm being attacked. And then you end up seeing, when the police come, this is what can happen when they show up.
Oh, and yeah, I agree. But we also, and I think this is starting to get a little lost, and I do want to just make mention of this. We also have to remember the young lady in Missouri or Kentucky, who was killed by the police, while she was sleeping in the bed, and her boyfriend.
So you don't know any people's names?
Brianna. Oh my god!
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Her name is Brianna, and I don't want to say her last name because I think it's...
Because you don't know.
I don't remember.
So the problem is, and we're gonna see how fast your Google works.
I'm done with you guys.
You have until...
I'm about to go to bed.
The next 3 minutes to find out what... Like, you can't... We're talking about the lady. You can't give respect to find what her name is?
Oh, my God.
Normally, I'd be like, you know what? Bomb, this was their name.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. God
damn. Fiza, share your thoughts while the Atlanta show does research. Frenzel?
I think he's probably asleep. He took a smoke break during the middle of the show.
Oh, Feezy Wild.
Hold on. I do apologize. I'm finna find the name. I think her name is Brianna Taylor.
First and foremost, I was not asleep. Y'all couldn't hear me.
Yes, her name is Brianna Taylor. Her name is Brianna respond. Taylor.
Second off,
you said
I'm
what?
Charging my phone. Third off, I was saying, everybody needs to get a permit. Everybody needs to get a weapon, because shit about to get real. I have no words. I have no response to that. I keep my words limited, so my troops won't be looking okay. Crazy. But yeah, I just, at this point, brother.
Let me ask you this. If you sick of that, let's be real for you. How do you feel about Sean King?
Oh my God, we're going to talk about Sean King? Ooh, I'm waiting for this one.
Okay, what about him?
How do you feel about Sean King? How, you know, I don't want to put my two cents or try to sway your opinion, but Sean King, the
white man.
The journalist.
Alleged white man. Yeah, the white man.
What about him?
He's very litigious, that's why I say alleged.
How you feel about his reporting and his monopoly or conglomerate business structure on capitalizing on black deaths. That's the easiest way I can say it. Because I just call him a scammer. Because at this point, I think that's what he is.
Yeah, that's fair. Jeez, what are you doing?
I told him I'm trying to charge my phone, man. My phone about to die. But,
oh my God.
To answer the questions at hand.
Seem like you're struggling to do it.
I think you continuously say stuff so I can respond to you. So I'm not going to let the devil use me tonight. But,
okay. What was I going to say? Oh, anyway. Okay. Yeah. So about Sean, another story about him and his misappropriation of funds and his. Okay. So here's my thing. And this is what annoys me so much is that Sean King has been. I don't know. He has somehow elevated himself to be the main go-to activist whenever these situations happen. He always seems to get the video first and knows the people's name and all this stuff, whatever. And nobody, I shouldn't say nobody because people do call him to the carpet. However, the other celebrity journalists and commentators, cultural critics, whatever, they very rarely ever question him when they have him on their programs about these improprieties and these misappropriations of funds and stuff like that. They don't do the other work that needs to be done. They only just deal like, so for instance, this article came out what, Tuesday, this or Monday or Tuesday, and then this the Minneapolis thing happened the next day. Literally, the article came out that night. I read it that night. It wasn't anything much new. They did have all these comments from Sean. So Sean had talked to the reporter, despite what he may say, he's talked to the reporter. And whenever the reporter pointed out specifically a lie or something that did not add up to what Sean says, Sean then had no comment. And per typical Sean pattern, he decided to say, like the next morning, this is literally how his timeline went. He says, I just saw the article. I just got online, just saw the article and everything like that. I'm literally rushing, and I'm not like here to tell him saying he's lying that about his mom being sick or not, but he's like, I'm literally rushing to the airport now to go see my mom. She's sick in the hospital, so on and so forth. I'll respond to these allegations later. Not even an hour after he posted that tweet, all you saw was every tweet after that was about what happened in Minneapolis. And you're like, oh, okay, so you're just going to not respond to these allegations, another set of allegations about what you have done in, but you're going to do this. And then they have the whole shit the other night last night with him and Diddy and Jemele Hill and Van Lathan and all of them and Charlamagne and I guess and Amy Schumer called the family meeting. And I'm like, what are we doing? Why don't y'all feel like y'all can't address Sean and the shit that he does? Because it's not right that he is either not accountable for money, but still decides to somehow be associated with money that's supposed to go to these families or these projects, and how he demands money from people to fund his lifestyle and his family's lifestyle. Like, that's some bullshit. Sorry.
Feeza.
YOLO.
How you feel, bro?
Sean King is a master of disguise. I'm just trying to figure out how he fooled everybody that he wasn't a white boy. So, yeah.
Oh, there's an article about that too. It's kind of old. It's like, I think it's about 2 or 3 years old.
So he's a, what's her name in Seattle? Rachel?
Rachel Dolezal, correct.
Yeah, so Sean King is a Rachel Dolezal?
Allegedly. He's also a former, you know, preacher. There's some stuff there about that too.
Kojic?
I don't know if he was Kojic, but...
But he was in somebody's pool.
There's a picture of him from when he was at Morehouse, and I guess he was student body president in a dashiki. That shit. Oh, he was in Morehouse. Hell, but...
There you go. I mean, there you go. That part.
Right. So it's kind of like, what was his name? Brad Dockery, the first. He was a quarterback at FAMU.
Big Ben.
Yeah.
Ben
Dockery. Oh, yeah, yeah. He black too. Everybody, you know, I get it.
I don't know. I guess I don't know. Like, I feel like that people should hold Sean more accountable. And I guess Sean, I don't know. The people who work with him or work under him or who worked for him at some point, he has them all tied up in NDAs and all kind of other foolishness. Man, and I mean,
he made it sign them NDAs because he knew you're finna be wilding.
I mean, if there are multiple stories and multiple misaccountings of money, and like his excuse was that I was overly ambitious and didn't listen to my advisors and just decided to do it my way. Like, what kind of excuse is that for misappropriating funds? And then also, you know, you're saying that you are doing this project and you want people to donate to it and still asking for donations and have yet to produce a project.
Right, from the North Star to his podcast, everything else.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, bro, you can't be serious, bro. Like, why? Nobody else sees through this fool? I just report the news. Be a journalist. That's fine.
But he's not even a journalist. It's not even
more of an activist.
What he is, technically.
Quote, unquote.
All these niggas is activists.
I mean, we can definitely talk about, I think there is something to talk about. I don't want to say with this new set of activists, but there is something that you can say about some of these activists. I think that me and you have had the conversation, Phil, about even DeRay McKesson. Like, we've had that conversation.
I was just thinking about DeRay.
I know we've had that on the podcast before. We've had that conversation about him, and you know, I can't, you know, like, I get it. And I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of these same conversations were going on when, you know, Martin and Malcolm and this person and that person and so on and so forth. And in back in the day, I'm sure all of these same judgments or whatever was being, but I think it's, I don't know, like it's really different. It feels different now because we're more present for it, I guess, if that makes sense.
We're more aware of it.
That's what I mean to say.
I just don't know anymore.
This shit trash. Moral of the story, this shit trash.
You know, the shit's been so trash, but you know what really like warmed my heart?
What, these? This week?
It was so ironic. No.
Here you go.
The president. Donald Trump. Trump is black. I've been telling y'all, Trump is black for real.
And he the worst kind of Trump black.
Name in hip hop songs for so long.
Is he the worst?
Say what?
He the worst kind of black because he know he toxic and he don't give a fuck.
Right. Trump is.
I didn't know that was a form of blackness, but
he
okay.
is the HWIC. Okay. And
the head white in charge.
Thank you. because
or the HCC, I see.
All I know is he used T.I. songs for Joe Biden. This you don't want Joe Biden. You don't need Joe Biden. I'm sitting there like, what? And the shit was actually catching on.
That shit was lit. That shit was lit, my brother. No lie.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, Trump is the entertainment factor alone.
Them black Republicans did that.
Bruh, when you think, listen, when you really think about it, be for real. Be all the way for real. Who's going to entertain you more as president for the next 4 years?
Regardless of if we're going to hell in a handbasket.
Right. You either getting corona, getting caught with the police, or some other shit, but guess what? You can't tell me Trump ain't entertaining.
You okay over there? Who? I don't know. Whoever is making all the noise. Stop laughing, Phil. God.
So you know it ain't me.
I didn't say who it was. I'm just saying.
My dog feeds in the tool shop. The landing show got her pillow on the back. Feeds you chopping down feet. You hear this shit? This nigga doing yoga in the damn podcast. I'm a yoga in the podcast tonight. The dog probably
I'm not saying anything because I'm not trying to get cussed out tonight, okay?
Please, okay. You snoring.
Sleep,
man.
What's wrong with y'all? What happened?
Are you okay?
Yeah, y'all don't hear me talking?
No, bro. Say it again.
Bro, I've been talking this whole time.
Bro, we ain't hear nothing. Say it again.
To y'all.
No.
We didn't hear nothing, bro.
We heard nothing.
Yes, bro. I was sitting here talking the whole time, dog. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on.
You must have had your mic covered. Say it again, bro. Because it sounded like you were snoring.
I was not snoring.
Well, what you was
I
doing?
I wasn't snoring. I was sitting there. I just told you I was talking to y'all.
What?
You sure?
Yeah, man. So, you know, Sprint T-Mobile merger, man. You know, they got everybody phone messed up right now.
Oh, okay.
So you wasn't asleep?
No, bro. hey, ma'am. Hey,
I'm not saying anything.
Ma'am, lower your tone. Please, thank you.
I didn't say anything.
Lower your tone, ma'am. You're laughing a little hard. Thank you. So, no, man, I ain't sleep, man. I took my nap already. I'm good. I woke up at 7.
Oh, you ain't late night. All right.
I'm clocking in, man. I'm multitasking right now.
I got you. You know what? I messed up. My apologies. I knew the gentleman's name was George Floyd. I keep calling Gregory Floyd. So George Floyd.
Wait, hold up. So you was mispronouncing the man's name, and then you got on me because I couldn't remember the girl's last name.
At least, I mean, I was damn near there. I just messed up Gregory and George.
Hey, at least you had the last name, huh, big dog?
Right, I had the first and last name. I just had, you know, messed up. Like, people put, you know, Philip put one L or two. It's still the same thing. But, you know, I got two.
Hey, I understand exactly what you mean.
You feel me? You feel
I feel you.
No. Nope.
I feel you. But, you know, some people ain't gonna never feel you if you was right or not.
Right.
Can I just say something? Because
you've been saying a lot.
Yeah, you've been talking the whole time.
Yeah, apparently you have too, but you know, we didn't hear it. Anywho,
Fizz, run back what you said, bro. Say, run back what you said, bro.
Nah, bro.
I don't want people to think you was snoring, bro.
Nah, bro. It's cool, man. I mean, haters gonna hate.
I'm okay. Can I just? I just want to say this. I was happy.
You done said that three times.
Yes, you haven't said anything.
I just want to hear it. Can you say it?
No, I don't think she can say it.
Never.
I get a bad rap, okay? And I be trying to be so nice. And I was having a phone conversation with a friend earlier today. And you know what that friend told me? They told me that I was being sarcastic, even when I was not being sarcastic to that person. I genuinely was like, yo, that's really cool that you can do something that I can't do. And they took it as sarcasm. Do you know how hurtful that is?
I mean, you are an asshole. So you expect those kind of responses.
What are we saying? Like, somebody had
to. You're not like, oh, I'm gonna call Marvin.
Right. You ain't finna sit here and portray like you just this innocent person just sitting around, not out here trying to offend people when you be out here being an asshole 87% of the day.
Oh, what's gonna happen? Marjorie gonna call me and say something positive? No, she's going to be an asshole.
She's gonna be an asshole, and then she's gonna record.
When have I ever called either one of you and been an asshole?
What?
I don't keep.
Ma'am, have you not listened to these episodes?
I am never an asshole. Hey, real quick, these episodes.
I got one for you. When you asked me if I drink bags of wine.
You don't watch
so much Game of Thrones. You think that niggas is walking out of stores with Publix bags full of wine.
Right.
I never asked you that.
With a piece of rope tying the top of it so it don't spill out.
I have never asked you if you drank bags of wine.
Jesus. The tape will prove you are a liar.
I think that I have been unfairly
judged.
That and mischaracterized. I am.
Is that your final answer?
I am such the nicest person, non-assholeish, non-sarcastic person ever, and you guys just—I don't know why people don't see it. Now I may be argumentative. I can admit, you know, some things, but
argumentative people are assholes.
Exactly.
I'm argumentative. I'm an asshole.
You are.
It fits the territory, because guess what? I'm not going to agree with what you think all the time. And I may say some shit that just don't even match with what the hell you got to say. Like, this asshole ain't even listening. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. But I'm an asshole. I'm argumentative. I accept it. I am me. Thank you for accepting. Just Politics and Podcast. Your boy, Hip Hop Lobbyist. Fizz is great. The Atlanta Show. Talking about why the Atlanta Show is an asshole.
We're not talking about why I'm not an asshole. That's not what we're doing.
You know, to be real,
that's not what we're doing. We're talking about why.
Maybe I'm just thinking too hard, but I've laid down and thought, like, damn, what if that was me in that situation with George Floyd getting, like, choked out by the police? And I've had, like, thoughts, like, damn, like, jumping. Like, bitch, I can't breathe. Like, bitch, you know, I'm scared of getting choked out by the police. Like, that's some scary-ass shit.
I do think the situation is very scary, because I mean, that's not the first time we've seen somebody
get choked
die in that way on camera. This is now at least the second time. And you know
we saw Fernando really Castillo on camera too.
Yeah, but he was not choked.
No, he was shot.
But I'm saying I'm specifically talking about somebody being choked because.
Got it.
Right. Yes. Because that's such a that's, oh my God. It's
in order for somebody to choke you, that is very personal. You're in somebody's personal space. It's very easy to shoot somebody. But to actually stab somebody and feel the knife penetrate their skin, or to whether choke somebody, to actually feel, you know, their breath in your hands, like, dude, you have to be a very fucked up person to do that. It's easy to grab a pistol and shoot a gun in a direction and hope it hit. That's easy. Very easy. Bang, bang. Shoot him up.
Okay. Sure. But yeah,
ratatata.
I'm in the ghetto.
I think the thing for me is that it's one about that, just that personal closeness that you are to that person, that you can feel so much of when their body, you know, is going through this distress because they're losing breath and they can't breathe and all of this stuff. What makes me so much more upset is then we see other videos. Like, I don't know if you guys saw the video of the white cop who basically, a white man is charging at him with a hatchet and a knife, and the fucker does not, he backs off from the dude. Like, he doesn't pull out a gun, he doesn't do anything. So the fact that we know police officers don't always use deadly force, they can de-escalate a situation without
they show killing bias the person to their complexion.
It's very frustrating to watch, because how can a unarmed person be more dangerous to you and you so fear for your life? Like, that for me, if you have so much fear of a person who is unarmed and your fear for them is because they are quote unquote big and black, maybe you need to rethink about yourself in this position. Maybe this isn't the job for you. And secondly, y'all was standing up there. How were y'all so able to control yourselves and not be aggressive? We just saw was that Michigan or Minnesota, just 2 weeks before that, when people were protesting being locked down for the pandemic, these motherfuckers went and stormed the state house with AR-15s and assault rifles. Like, and well,
if,
I'm sorry,
if black you know, people like, would have did that, all these, the whole they would have aired that. They would have aired that.
They would have bombed that shit. Fuck that. They would have dropped a bomb we was in Philly.
But you see, none of the protesters doing that. Hey, we protesting peacefully. We hitting Target. We ain't running out here with our AKs and choppers.
So it's very frustrating, and there needs to be.
That's what everybody's talking about. That's the problem. I hear what you're saying, but that's what everybody's like, oh, this is it. This is it. I've seen enough.
I can't take this shit.
No, man has been killed in front of me on social media.
I'm not even going there. Not that part. What I'm speaking to is the fact that what must it be done on a national level for policing to be done in a way that people are not being killed, or if police are not fearing when they see someone black, but they can have the craziest psycho motherfucker white dude or white woman doing all kind of shit, and that person is deemed, oh, they're harmless, but they're carrying a fucking rifle.
Did you see that? You know? Did you see that picture of that black family with AR-15s?
And the little boy had an AR-15 and the little baby was chilling.
That was a beautiful picture. I totally support that. Everybody needs to get their license. Everybody needs to get a weapon, because shit is about to get real.
I'll say this. And here's what I think. And I thought about this earlier. Because, you know, you got to think about solutions. You know, I was thinking at first, maybe there needs to be something like, if a person says they can't breathe or whatever, that the police got to ease up.
No, bro, fuck that. Like, you shouldn't have your fucking knee on the neck in the first fucking place. Fuck all that shit. That's the bullshit I'm talking about. We always justify these. Get a weapon.
What the license gonna do in that situation? You gonna open fire on the police?
That's what I was gonna say.
You gotta do what you gotta do. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Like Sean King right now. That's what Sean King saying. Hey, loot the Target, because guess what? The Target corporate.
Bro, saying nothing about Target, nigga. I don't even shop at Target. Fuck Target. I shot I came up off Kmart and Walmart. I don't know who Target is. Target who? I'll go to Target if I gotta go to Target, like as if I'm with somebody who's mainly usually a female. Outside of that, no, nigga, I'm not going to fucking Target. Walmart though, catch me. You see me rolling, they hating.
Let me tell you something. I mean, if you feel like fuck Target, then you should be like fuck Walmart too, because they ain't trying to do shit for you, and they done got people killed outside of a Walmart too. So no, please miss with that.
So what you're telling me is that you don't shop at Walmart.
No, I've been in Walmart. I've shopped at Walmart before. I went to Walmart like a week ago and spent $130.
So if you can shop at a Walmart, why can't I shop at a Walmart?
That I didn't say that you can't shop at a Walmart. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that your whole fuck Target stance is,
and they overpriced. They overrated. Target overrated. Target is one pandemic away from bankruptcy. Like Target is on this. Target is gonna hold it. Yeah.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Okay. No, they are not.
Circuit City said the same thing.
Do you know that Target they boosted their sales? Like, they just dropped the report. Like, Target and Walmart had the highest percentage in sales in the quarter.
Let me spell it out for you. F U C K space T capital T A R G E T.
Was that a lowercase t than a capital T? Was it T-T-A-R-G-E-T?
Capital, that's correct. It was a capital T. So to go through the whole word is a. So that's the capital F, lowercase U-C-K, space, then T, capital T, A-R-G-E-T.
So you still spelling Target with two T's.
Yes, so that you can understand the severity of the situation. Let's do this over. Let's start over. We're gonna do capital F, lowercase U-C-K, space, capital T, A-R-G-E-T. Hold on, wait.
Exclamation point.
So when you read it, it's going to say, for fuck to Target.
So it does have a stutter. Okay, yes. I just want to make sure that's what you were telling me.
The stutter is emphasizing the fuck.
No, I think not. I think it's not.
It's subjective, ma'am.
Oh. Maybe I don't understand. It's not meant for you to understand. Probably it's way above my head.
Your word's not mine.
Anywho's.
You can read it if you want, though.
Anywho's.
Oh, my God.
Just look up.
Y'all hilarious.
Anywho's.
Up in Scott.
Have y'all seen For Life? 50 Cent's new show?
I watched the first four episodes.
I don't watch things.
You don't watch what? Okay, cool. We're gonna skip past that. Go ahead, Phil.
It's a pretty good show. I saw it on the Fire Stick via the cinema app. saw the whole series. Really good. 50 Cent quietly. I'll tell him.
Hey, shout out Paula.
Tell him for real. Like, you know what? Shout out Paula Dean. I was thinking that 50 Cent really caught the better part of his blessings when he stopped giving fuck. Because after he got shot like 9 times, came back, I'm going to still go hard with the rap career. Hey, I'm going to get this vitamin water, sell that, be an asshole, be like Margie, cut you off,
interrupt you,
take your money, slap you, put a flick talk out of your you. Baby mama. All type of shit. Right. File bankruptcy, come back, rag on the heavyweight champ, not heavyweight, boxing champ of the world, Floyd, and still produce two great damn shows.
Wait.
50 Cent is a beast. I watch
are we really saying that Power is a great show?
If you ask me.
Are we really saying that Power is a great show?
What I am going on the record is saying is that I stopped watching Power when Ghost kept pissing me off by messing with Angela. I had to quit the show. It was pissing me off too bad.
What?
And I'm biased. Tasha was bae, so I'm biased.
You gotta come back and see bae.
No, thank you. Ghost got everything he deserved.
All I'm asking is, do you think that Power is a good show? I did not say anything. I think
that Power shows the downfall of a powerful black family very strong.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
It portrays it in a way that no other show has really seen. This is what happened.
You know, I've seen people say that.
Bill Cosby.
You got to shut the fuck up. Nope. We're not doing that.
Tonight. Version of the Cosby.
Jell-O Pudding.
Can we talk about Doja Cat, please? Let's talk about Doja Cat.
We can talk about how. What was Cosby's son's name?
Theo.
The Cosby Show.
Theo.
Huxtable.
Theo was Ghost. I think Theo was Ghost Daddy.
Wait, I didn't finish the last season of Power. I stopped right when they kidnapped Tyreek. I was over, man.
They got this whole thing about Ghost family.
But I think I might watch the prequel with Method Man, because Method Man.
Yeah, Ghost daddy name is Theo.
M-U-T-H-O-D, man.
Yeah, I'll watch it because of that, but I don't know if I'll ever finish the last part of the last season of Power. But anywho, goes on.
Anyway, out of the 4 episodes you've seen of For Life, how do you feel about the show?
It's not bad. The lead actor is a little just extra for me, but he does, I don't know, he's like a little overacting the part for me. It's just his facial expression sometimes. It's throwing me a little bit. It's distracting me in a way that I don't like, but I find it okay otherwise.
So you all in this man's face, and that's why you don't like the show.
Bro, I don't. Okay. Go ahead.
Right. Hold on. Okay, so I don't know. Okay. I don't know how to explain this. Okay, I don't know how to explain it. Anyway, the show is fine. I just think that the main actor is a little annoying. Just kind of like how... Did you watch...
Kind of like Lil Boosie voice after you listen to the whole album.
Wait. Minneapolis Police Precinct on fire.
Oh, damn. You ever watched what's that show the Marvel one with the black guy? Oh my god, the Marvel TV show with the black guy. Luke, what's his name?
Spider-Man.
Luke. Luke Cage. Do you remember how, like, okay, like, the first season of Luke Cage was really, really good, but the lead actor, he kind of just was, like, doing too much, and I was like, oh, he's really annoying to me, and I don't, like, I don't know. That's how I feel about this. The lead actor is a little annoying to me, so I am not, like, fawning
over. Okay, so you're really just... I couldn't take this.
You couldn't take me where?
Let me...
It's the reason why she's over entertainment, Phil. She analyzes everything.
I don't like their face. Their outfits are just with their face. I just their
every detail from the outfit to the hairstyle to their fingernail color to their toothpaste.
I'm not like that. You are so lying. Yeah. I'm not even like that.
You just said the man's facial expression.
Okay, yeah, but sometimes he's doing too. He's like overacting in his face. Like,
how can you tell him that he's overacting? If he's, you know,
you've seen overacting. But that might be his.
The gentleman's name is Nicholas Pinnock.
Okay.
London.
He is from London.
Okay, hold on. Have you watched have you watched All American? Let me ask you that.
I have.
Okay. Now, when you watch All American, do you not so much like it's a little annoying. Me and Chantel were watching the first season, and I was like, Chantel, I'm not in no rush to go to season. For real, shout out to her. She's a real one. She's a real one.
But
me and her both decided, we was like, bro, we don't want to watch the second season because the lead actor is kind of annoying. Like, it's just the way he like acts out the part. I think that's what it is. And it's like, okay, the show's not bad, but God, I have to watch you do your facial expressions and all the other shit that you're doing with yourself. Too much, and it's distracting to me. I don't know. Gosh, I don't know. I even say that about my favorite show, The Wire, too. I can say that about The Wire. They had some overacting in some situations, and I love that show. But sometimes they were doing a little too much.
I feel you. I don't agree with you with All American. I agree with you. I'm right there with you. With For Life, I don't. Only because, even though he's a British actor, I kind of like him. He kind of fits almost like he's playing Denzel. He's almost like gives off some like Denzel Jr. kind of vibe. Yeah, I googled him after the fact. I was like, who is this guy? What else have I seen him in? And nothing else. But he's been in Top Boy. I don't remember him in Top Boy. On Netflix, but he was in there. Either way, the show is based on the story about Isaac Wright. Isaac Wright was a wrongly convicted gentleman in New Jersey, and he became a paralegal in jail. And upon graduating from after serving his term as a paralegal, he ended up getting his law degree. And I believe fighting
inmates,
for
inmates, right? It's a great show. So. I watched it. I watched a good number of episodes.
Didn't you just tell us that you don't watch things? That was not even like 5 minutes ago.
Anyway, so it's a great show. He found that he's still in prison, actually. Well, in the show, he's still in prison, and he's fighting for inmates' rights while he's in prison.
Are you reading the Wikipedia page?
That's strike two, by the way.
What was strike one?
That's strike two. Just know that.
Can you tell me what strike one was?
No, I can't. What?
Why?
Just know it's just strike two.
Oh my God.
Because
People be quick to say, "Why you be so mean to her?" Yeah, but they don't never want to give you the credit for being an asshole. But it's cool. That's right too.
Okay, but all right. You're saying that's strike two. I don't even know what strike one was. I would like to know.
Bruh, I didn't even know Fizzy saw the show because he said
what he was. I thought. Okay, still.
He came out of nowhere with the break. Are you reading the Wikipedia page?
That's like, why I was like, are you reading the Wikipedia page? Because that wasn't like me being rude. That was because you literally just told us that you don't watch things. You literally just said that.
I don't watch things.
Anyway,
that's how you said it too.
Like I said, it's a great show.
Is Phil on strike too?
I definitely don't.
Does Phil have a strike? Is what I'm asking.
No, because Phil doesn't bother me like you bother me.
Oh.
Only you're on the strike system. So, oh, now you want to get quiet. You want to be an asshole this whole time. Now you want to get quiet.
She probably got gas. Hey,
but guess what?
You got gas, Mark?
If she got gas, she can go to the bathroom. You know why? Because she got her bidet.
I did get my bidet, you guys. I'm so excited.
Okay. Okay. Have you used it? Do you feel brand new?
Every time.
Do you wash your towels?
Yes, every day. I wash towels every day.
You wash towels every day?
I don't use the same towel more than once.
Understood. So you have like four towels?
I just bought brand new towels the other week. I have.
I mean, you know, you can go to the dollar store and really rack up, you know, you buy $20.
I don't. Hey, I apologize.
They got a BOGO.
I apologize, but. I don't buy BOGO,
buy one, get one for the same price.
Hey, what's up? Hey, y'all got the Family Dollar app?
No, I don't shop in Family Dollar.
Hey, Dollar app is awesome. Like, they have push notifications right for the BOGO.
You offer her such peasantry.
I didn't. Okay, excuse me. First of all, I am not judging anyone.
I don't shop at the Dollar Tree. Family Dollar.
I don't shop at Family Dollar, but I'm really particular about towels. I like towels to be really soft, so I try to get them from places that I know that have really nice towels that are soft. So
you haven't gone to Family Dollar and felt the towels.
I don't
Family
go
Dollar?
In Family the Dollar. The peasantry. But, however, I did just go to TJ Maxx the other day because TJ Maxx is back open. So, shout out to TJ Maxx. I went to TJ.
Did you get mattress?
I did not. I almost bought pillows, though, but then I realized I have a lot of pillows on my bed. So, I decided not to buy another two more pillows.
You got a bed? To my bed.
Okay, well, I'm going to bed because I don't have time for this shit now. Because I see where this is headed.
So, all right, we're gonna wrap up final thoughts.
Go Excuse ahead, me, we were supposed to talk about Doja Cat.
What is a Doja Cat? You just said you're going to bed. Though. Excuse me, you just said you don't go to bed. So because
I'm not
gonna
deal with
you. Oh wait,
shit.
Can't go to bed without a bed.
We forgot to talk about this.
But we did forget to talk about Doja Cat.
What is
you
Doja
know
Cat?
Who Doja Cat is? She's the chick who sings the "Bitch I'm the Cow"
she
song.
She the one with the that wore the moo outfit, the cow outfit, and saying moo and shit.
Bitch I'm a cow. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know. Her
okay.
Name.
Anyway, that's Doja Cat. So I don't know if you guys saw, but Doja Cat
I didn't. I didn't know her name, so what makes you think that if I saw, like, I didn't?
I could have sworn I sent you guys this in our group chat.
You sent a lot of things.
And you guys ignore half the
so
shit
you
I
just
said.
Answered your own question.
Wait, I'm going to go back to the group
I think
chat.
I
oh, so now you think.
So you accusing us? But you
don't. Okay, so you want to be on strike two too?
You can give me strike eight if you feel like a sweetheart. Hey, what happened when y'all strike out?
That was gonna be my next question. I'm like, when I hit strike three, like, well, how many strikes do I have, and what happens when I hit that number? I was going to ask you'll that. See. Oh, this is a you'll see thing.
Y'all still talking about the podcast?
Yeah, I'm talking about the podcast.
I'm talking about the podcast too.
I'm a son of God, and I'm a member of the whole of the wholesome community.
Okay.
See, God don't lie, ugly.
I didn't say anything.
I thought my right. I thought you fell out of the bed.
I did not fall out of anybody's bed.
Hey, real talk. I'm happy Phoebe wasn't asleep for real, because I was like, my dog sleep over here for real?
It would have been tragic.
Anyway, final
thoughts. Hold on. Don't think that was a fun
Delaney show. My final thoughts is...
Yeah, because you ain't say nothing about no damn Doja Cat. Like, or Doja Cat was your final thought?
No, we were supposed to have a discussion about Doja Cat, but y'all don't know what that is.
No, you were going to have a discussion about Doja Cat.
He said Doja Cat. Nobody knew what Doja Cat
was. No, I'm not going to do... That's not my final thought, man.
Didn't you say you want a bit?
Oh, now... Are we... Wow, Philip, really?
He snorted. That was
you.
That's okay from Margie. Margie's from me.
That was you.
She on gummies.
I know. I'm sober. I'm big gummies. High.
I'm sober.
Lies. I'm sober. I say no to drugs.
Wow.
Eat a dick, Jared.
Are you sure?
Whoa. Sheesh, we have that children listening.
Do we?
Okay. Do we? Look at the stats. Look at the stats.
Do we really? Yeah, I tell you, it's explicit.
You'll see the age.
So, gotta be
but we don't have anything saying, hey, you must be 18 to listen. You just, play ball. Kind of like porn.
You must be 18 to listen to the Just Politics and Podcast. If you are younger, please have your parents email us
facts.
A $10 check.
As a matter of fact, it's your parents' money, so make it $100.
I can do that shit. I can do that Sean King shit.
You got to send out an email.
Hey, Margie. This is Philip. A tragedy just happened. I think that I need your money so I can solve the problem. I'm going to get 10 of my friends and 20 of their organizations together, and we're going to solve the problem so this never happens again. So here's what I need you to do.
You need to send me.
Send me. You're going to let me get to the point. Right. Damn it. You're going to send me $200. Oh, and you're going to subscribe to my monthly $30 a month subscription of me talking in this voice.
Bro, dog. Tell me something I'm not surprised by. You hear me?
Yeah, I feel you, bro. Hey, next episode, we're going to be like, okay, Margie, that's the test. For next episode, the topic is...
Right, she already
said... When will Margie not interrupt me?
Because she about to interrupt you just then.
I was going to say, did you, since we're talking about Sean, can I make my final thought about this? How the odd, kiss my ass.
Before bidet or after?
Wash your towels. I know you ain't wash it.
What, are these body towels?
Damn. Hold on. So the same.
Oh my,
so the same towel you use for the bidet, you use to dry off?
No, nigga.
What kind of question is that? A mixture of soap and booty juice? Soap and booty juice just fighting each other?
I'm so glad you're so tickled with yourself. It's so amusing. I absolutely so enjoy how tickled you are with yourself.
Wait. On these bidets?
Yes. That's the point.
I wash all of my towels every day. I wash towels every day.
So that means you use a bidet a lot, basically.
Wait, so... No, not even that. Not even that. So that means that...
Yes, the bidet towels.
The towels you shit with.
Yes, oh, that's my point. Booty juice and soap.
No, you no. Oh my god!
Booty juice and soap. You wash them together.
Of course you gonna, bro. Of course you wash the booty towels with the regular towels, bro. Because think about it. Before you know us black people could afford bidets, the booty towel was the same thing as the regular towel.
How expensive do you think a bidet is?
You got the attachment, but the point I'm trying to make is, shoot it up there?
Bro, so my question is this. I hear you saying, how much you think a bidet costs, but the reality of it is how many average American households own bidets? Go ahead, I'll wait.
Four.
I don't know because that's not like a statistic that I keep up with. But like I said, it's really not an expensive item to purchase.
Like you gotta sit on it for like.
This also is coming from a woman that shops at Target religiously because she's rich.
I just made a Target order too, so I'm going to pick it up in the morning.
So what is it, like a 30-second?
There's no timer on it.
So,
see,
so like,
a limited
I don't want to know. I was going to ask a question. I don't know.
Oh, you are crazy.
How am I crazy? I don't understand how having a bidet is crazy.
I'm talking about you getting a
limited service. Yeah, because don't you have a lifetime warranty?
Wait, hold on. Excuse me. First of all. First of all, why do you think that it's like a limited service? What do you mean by that? I don't understand.
In case the bidet breaks, you can get it serviced. Like a warranty on the car.
Yes, it has a warranty on
it. Lifetime, right? It's through the National Bidet Association of America, right?
I was saying, let's say you just want to sit on it.
Why would you sit on the toilet for 30 minutes?
Exactly.
Okay, so hold on. You think that while you're sitting on the toilet, doing whatever you're doing on the toilet, that you have the bidet running at the same time?
I don't know.
I'm broke.
I don't know how the bidet works. I've only seen them on Amazon.
They sell them at Home Depot. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm sorry. I don't even know what the bidet section is at Home Depot. There must be like some VIP section.
There must be a section
at Home Depot.
It's by the toilet section.
Like the 14 pair of gold toilets.
Oh my god. No, I was saying, so it's like a
It's like a stream.
It's like
a water. Like a waterfall. Like
is it like a water hole?
It's like a spray. Without the knife? It's not. It's like a spray.
So wait. So it's like a water hose with or without.
Like cologne.
Okay, so like when it's in use, it's like the water hose with the nozzle. When it's not in use and you're just cleaning out the bidet, water hose it's like a water hose without the nozzle.
Yeah, kind of like a little fountain.
I ain't
drip.
I ain't sit on that for 2 seconds, man. I'm gone.
Right.
Why?
I mean, baby wipes, though. That's what baby wipes.
So you ain't got your toilet paper
no more. That's what they made. Oh, no, bro. You're too bougie for toilet paper,
Margie, you're not using toilet paper no more.
I am not too bougie for toilet paper. I already have my Amazon order of toilet paper coming in a couple of days.
She only use Quilted Northern.
So you out of toilet paper right now?
I don't use Quilted Northern. I only use Scott. Thank you.
Bruh, Scott toilet paper is so fucking thick. You can fucking, like, make a fucking paper mache airplane and fly that bitch to Africa. That shit.
Do you want?
Bruh, Scott toilet paper can be used to write essays on, dog. That shit is so strong.
You are using toilet paper as paper towels?
When you run out of paper towels, you gotta go get some toilet. Yeah, exactly. Because she bougie. She don't know how to run out of paper towels, or vice versa.
You don't know
how to struggle. Struggles where you got to get the toilet paper, you got to rip it in half, and you got to... Come on, bro.
Right.
Come on.
I'm sorry, because
you can't use the whole thing because if you flush it, it gets stuck. You don't know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about this, son.
What if I... No, I'm sorry.
Hey, Margie, think about it like this. You ain't never take no toilet paper when you run out of pads.
Get a real thick ass layer of toilet tissue. Line that bitch up like a panty liner.
In the podcast.
Is that the midnight, baby?
No.
This will happen at the midnight. That's politicking at the dark.
Listen now, don't go getting all bougie on us about what you using toilet paper for.
I'm trying to understand using toilet paper as paper towels. This That's what I'm trying to understand.
Just politicking out the dark. You have
no. This is no.
Hey, we need to do an episode called Just Politicking Out the Dark, and we just say some real crazy shit. And this is what goes down when ain't nobody around.
No, this is not Third Shift Twitter.
I'm a faithful card carrying member of Third Shift Twitter, baby. Midnight Shift, Graveyard Shift, Stand.
You're a terrorist, baby.
We clocked in when everybody else trying to get some sleep. You dig? Yeah.
Phil. Let it go.
What you mean?
Don't check it out.
I could just watch, bro. Entertainment.
Third Shift Twitter is very entertaining, bro. It's more entertaining than people feel, bro. I've been a faithful member for the past, 7-8 years, I feel like, Third Shift Twitter. Maybe longer than that.
Okay. Bro,
one time I wrote an essay about National Thought Weekends on the calendar. About National Thought Weekends on the calendar.
Is that when a certain fraternity has their convention?
Not, but you must know something about it if you knew about said.
I'm just
just check. Anyway, I was speaking about National Thought Weekends, like they're specifically holiday weekends on the calendar. So what you think is the number one thought weekend on the calendar? Nope.
Valentine's Day weekend.
That THOT. Hold on, hold over weekend. There. That weekend. Exactly. Oh, I know. That's I'm talking about that weekend on the calendar. They have a national, they have an international Thot Association meeting in Miami every year for Memorial Day weekend. That's why they didn't have, they it, didn't got, have it got one postponed. This year. It got postponed, and they're gonna have to cancel it to 2021. Yes. Like, bro, that's why all the that's why they go to Miami Memorial Day weekend, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Yeah, bro. I did a whole essay on it, dog. And then the next weekend is going to be Halloween. That's the next Thot holiday on the calendar because that gives them a reason to dress like a, you know, a nurse with small clothes on and be a Thot.
So it's like swanger soup.
What you mean? You mean like? I mean, possibly you can. I mean, you know, if you play the role, if you want to, I guess, you know. And then the third.
Wait, are swingers Thots? Oh, I
duh.
I didn't know. I was asking.
I don't know. Sometimes I want to interview swingers. Like, what's it like?
What's that life like?
What's this lifestyle y'all live? Marjorie, wasn't you?
Thank you for coming. This is Just Politicking Out the Dark. You have the Elena Show.
Nope. No.
Miss Bidet herself.
Miss no. Bidet. Marjorie
Bidet. Ooh, I like that. Marjorie. I'm going to start calling her Marjorie.
No. Know the hell.
Marjorie the Bidet.
No, Bidet. First of all, no.
Bidet Marjorie.
Hell fucking no.
So you shop at Tarjay, but you can't be called Marjorie.
Marjorie. Tarjay.
Oh, Jesus. Phil, I've never been a swinger ever in my life.
Even when on the
playground. Exactly. That's what I thought you were talking about. I knew you were talking on the playground the whole time. This is Just Politicking Out the Dark. You have.
Do not say that shit again. Do not say that shit again.
I'm angry. She's so angry.
Asshole. I'm an asshole?
Who's an asshole?
That's what you said earlier.
And I still haven't managed to be an asshole. So
I'm an asshole?
I'm the nicest person ever. I don't know why y'all be wrong. Are you for real?
What, you about to have another set of final thoughts?
What?
I do have another set of final thoughts. I just want to just let
the rest.
This is what number.
I just want to let you guys know that I don't know if you guys watched the Bounty Killer versus Beanie Man versus battle, but it was pretty lit. They seemed super lit. And this weekend, you get to watch Kirk Franklin versus Fred Hammond. Let's get a little Jesus in your life, because I don't know where this podcast went.
So you do know Jesus.
I'm not a church goer, but I was raised in church.
Marjorie Bidet was.
Raised in church? I used to teach Sunday school.
Marjorie the Bidet.
That's what's up. I'm happy to hear that. What was your favorite chapter in the Bible?
I think it. I don't remember.
Way to go. Segue. My favorite chapter, and I have several. First one is going to be
Is it the one where you call people harlots? Is that the, your here favorite
one? The first one is Psalms 118:8. Why put your faith in man when you can put your faith in God? Then the second one is going to be Genesis, the 5th chapter, from the 16th to the 20th verse. And that is where my name is at in the Bible.
That seems kind of conceited, but okay.
It's conceited because I find my name in the Bible of importance. If my name was Jacob, would you be saying that? If my name was Ezekiel, would you be saying that? If my name was Malachi, would you be saying that? Yes, I am. If my name was Mark or Luke or John, would you be saying that? No.
Are you gonna continue?
I'm asking a question. Would you be saying that if my name was one of the obvious names of one of the books of the Bible? Would you be saying that same exact thing about it being conceited? Or would you say, oh, your name's in the Bible? Which one?
I'm sorry.
Never mind. Final thoughts. Get a gun. Get your license. Please take it seriously. Please take self-defense courses. Please take weapons courses, because shit is about to get real. They raid in these Capitol buildings. They have the ARs. They're gun-toting members of the IRA.
The IRA. Wow.
Yeah, not the IRA. You know what I'm going to say. What is it called? The Rifle Association.
NRA.
Thank you. Of the NRA, they're members of the NRA. I actually need NRA. But yes, so people, please take this seriously and get a weapon.
Well, you know what? Okay, never mind. We'll save this for another podcast. I'm not gonna go ahead, Phil.
I mean, are you sure? Because you had 6 final thoughts, so you know, I thought you
said, no, what I was gonna say is that,
oh, okay, number 7, continue.
Anyway, go ahead, Phil. I'll save it for another time, because I don't want Mr. Judgy McJudgerson over here to, you know, complain about my final thoughts.
What do you mean? You talking about the first 6?
Come on, Phil. Go ahead, please.
Phil don't want to sleep. See? You done did all the final thoughts. You made Phil go to sleep.
I did not make Phil go to sleep.
So
are you still with us?
Still asleep. Told you.
Oh, no, he just sent a text message.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you saw it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, you guys, for joining us for another episode. And we'll be back soon with another new episode, and Phil will give his thoughts all the way through, and Speak to the Great will be on time, maybe, and you get to enjoy another episode with us, and thank you for coming. We're just politicking.
Water.